Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from November 11, 2019 to November 15, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments in fintech. On November 11, here were the news. ECB's Benoît Carré to lead central banking digital currency initiative. U.S. Homeland Security taps Canadian blockchain firm to track oil imports. Ex-Cinnober blockchain lead joins Nordic crypto fund to bet big on Bitcoin. Moss, JP Morgan build payments system with inter-blockchain connectivity. Bittrex will release frozen crypto to former users in sanctioned regimes. Bitcoin price faces drop to $8,500 after consecutive weekly losses. Bakkt expands Bitcoin custody service beyond futures trading clients. How to turn a $17 million ICO into $104 million, the Cosmos story. On November 12, here were the news. Alibaba's Ant Financial starts pre-launch testing of business blockchain. Bithumb Global launches native token for exchange ecosystem. Alpha Points white label tech now lets crypto exchanges offer margin trading. Investment app Abra expands U.S. offerings with 60 new cryptos. CME says it will launch Bitcoin options in January. UPS ships beef to Japan, tracked and monitored using blockchain tech. Chainalysis Crypto's tool is an inside look for outside investors. Huobi's regulator-friendly blockchain goes open source. Former Cumberland and Circle traders pool money for crypto prop trading. Binance Exchange is first client for Paxos' new dollar gateway. Tunisia's central bank denies reports claiming it issued an e-dinar. Web3 studying how to integrate Kadena's smart contract language on Polkadot. HTC will support Binance Chain with special edition smartphone. With code of conduct, trade group Atom seeks legitimacy for crypto. On November 13, here were the news. eToro's platform eToro X lists Dash and 7 stablecoins. ASX listed Digital X seeds new fund with half its Bitcoin holdings. Kick suffers setbacks with void for vagueness defense in SEC case. HSBC, SGX to investigate if DLT offers efficiency boost for bond markets. Lightning Network will drive Bitcoin to $250,000 by 2023, Tim Draper. 65,000 Swiss retailers will soon be able to accept Bitcoin. Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase back $1.8 million round for Bitski crypto wallet. Australia, Digital X launches Bitcoin fund seeded with $1.9 million in BTC. Grin receives anonymous 50 BTC donation, sparking Satoshi rumors. Telegram refutes all SEC allegations, asks court to dismiss in new filing. Three fronts in the global digital currency wars. On November 14, here were the news. Watch, CoinMine adds interest payments to its at-home crypto miners. Coinbase expands reach of Visa card in Europe, adds 5 new cryptos. Bitcoin miner maker Canaan sets $100 million target for US IPO. Fake website prompts China's central bank to deny digital yuan launch. OneCoin founder's brother faces 90-year jail term after plea deal. Dallas Mavericks CTO, crypto payment options still a cottage industry. PayPal's axing of Pornhub model payments may boost crypto conversions. Coinbase, Kingdom Trust, Regal Assets jointly offer crypto IRA and 401k accounts. Ledger's Vault scores $150 million in crypto insurance from Lloyd's Syndicate. Crypto.com grows offerings with new exchange and fundraising platform. Unknown fund to donate $75 million in Bitcoin to crypto, anonymity-focused startups. Samsung SDS beefs up privacy on its business-grade blockchain. Swiss 6 Exchange lists Tezos ETP with staking rewards. Fintech arm of Chinese insurance giant files for US IPO after blockchain push. Bitcoin hovers near price support as long-term bear cross looms. On November 15, here were the news. Binance adds support for Turkish lira and Bitcoin, XRP, Ether trading pairs. Indian Parliament will not consider total crypto ban in winter session. Nestle, Carrefour extend blockchain tracking effort to baby milk. Ukrainian railways branch caught mining crypto with state power. BRICS nations ponder digital currency to ease trade, reduce USD reliance. US federal judge rules in favor Bitcoin IRA in case against Kingdom Trust. What the CFTC chairman actually said about Ether futures and Ethereum 2.0. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.